Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Staff Yudalid, in the Oiz Water edition, Perek Sheni, Halacha Hey, starting the beginning of the Amud. So the Gemara is in the middle of a question, middle of a discussion. The Gemara said that a rice, you don't go based on shlish, based on a third, which is where how you go with fruits, but you go based on a shrosha, based on when roots went into the ground. And the Gemara asked why don't we go based on a third like a tree? And the Gemara attempted to answer before, because you will have a mixture. If you go based on a third, so then in one field, some of the rice grows earlier, some grows later. You have a mixture, some belong to the previous year, some belong to the next year. So says the Gemara, what's the problem? So then you make one big pile, take a two maestros, and you say, whatever belongs to year number two, this is maestro sheni. Whatever belongs to year number three is maestro ani. What's the issue if you have a mixture? So now the Gemara comes to answer this. It says you have to plant. You plant for 6 years, and then you harvest. You have to have 6 planting and 6 harvests. Not 6 planting and 7 collections, 7 harvests. So this said this doesn't really make sense. Why should you have 7? That's what Gemara asks. Omar Rav Yoino. Bishito leis lon yochlin kaimin. We're not going to even be able to do 6. Ela b'shiva, you talk about 7. How do you want to get to 7? Ela kine. The way you have to say it is like this. Shishos roim, and we're using Chaim's gear, so b'shisho asifim. Lo shishos roim v'chamisho asifim. I mean, this is the point the Gemara is going to tell us. We have to attempt to have 6 years that you can plant and 6 years you can harvest. If you can go based on third, that means every time you have a suffix, you have a field, you don't know which one brought a third the previous year, which brought a third this year. So when you get to the year before Shemitah, the 6th year, you don't know what brought third in the 6th year, what's bringing a third in the 7th year. So you'll never be able to harvest the 6th year. You will have only 5 harvests every cycle of Shemitah. Because when you get to the 6th one, you have already a suffix. A doubt, maybe it belongs to the 6th year, maybe it belongs to the 7th year, because they're not consistent. It's what the field, they grow in different times. So that's what Gemara is saying. If you're going to say that you go based on a third, and you have a mixture in the field, you don't have 6 harvests, you have only 5. So says the Gemara, Amud Beis, asked the question that we had in the previous daf. Hey, Siv, when they asked, are you point la mitzri? What are you going to do with the Egyptian pea? Shari shishas roim v'chamisho asifim. There, it's always going to be only 5 harvests. Why? Because Pola Mitzri, even when you go based on a Shrosha, even you go based on a time that has roots, it's always around Rosh Hashanah. So some come a few days before Rosh Hashanah, some come a few days after Rosh Hashanah. So it's not consistent. So you have the same issue. When you do Pola Mitzri, you do a pile of Pola Mitzri, you will always not have 6 harvests, you only have 5 harvests, and immediately you have the same problem. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. There's a gears over here that brings the brice that we mentioned previous daf, but according to Ben, you take it out because we're not talking about, we have a mixture of Zera and Yerek. Talk about even when going only based on Zera, based on grain, you still have the problem because they're all around the day of Rosh Hashanah. Continues down the Gemara to vegetables, the time that you have Maisa with vegetables. Minayin shilchu b'yerek, how do you know by Yerek, by vegetable, you go, b'shasli kitosu yisur, you go based on the time that you pick it off in the field. Speak about grain, speak about the vineyard. Talking about the regular trees, you go based on the previous year, go based on a third, because they grow on the water of the previous year. Meaning the vegetables. They grow mainly in the water of the next year, because you always have to water vegetables. That's where you go based on the next year. It says, when you see one, so they ask the question, how are you pulling a mitzvah? What about the Egyptian pea? When you do it for zera, for grain, it goes based on the previous year. And when you do it for vegetable, then it's you do the mitzvah for the next year. Does it have its magic wand in its hand? Meaning, does the Poel Mitzri know what's the mindset of the owner? We said it by Poel Mitzri, it depends what your mindset is. If your mindset is for Zera, so then the Maaser goes based on the previous year. If your mindset is for vegetable, so the Maaser goes based on the next year. But if the idea is how much water, if the water is based on the water of the previous year, the water of the next year, Poyla Mitzri, the Egyptian P, Lechor doesn't change when you think about it for Zera, for Yerek, regarding how much water is going to get. And the simple answer is yes, because most of other grains, they don't need the water. And most of other vegetables do need water, that's why it goes in the mindset. But the more you just pointing out that this idea, this concept that we said, to differentiate between grain and vegetable, doesn't work with Poyla Mitzri. Says the Gemara of Shimon Shizuri Oymer, that's a quote from the Mishnah, the Shimon Shizuri said that if you have Poyla Mitzri, you have this Egyptian pea, and you planted it for Zera, so then you go based on a shrush, go based on the time that it hit roots, like we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah. And then we found other shitas that maybe when you're talking about something which is called a foinim, a gamloinim, a different IP, so Ablozer says you have to wait for tirmilu. Tirmilu, it gets the outer peel before Shoshana. So the more focus on that first, mao tirmilu, avdun kan kulin, made that outer layer that became very hard. Rabobar zavd v'shem shim min lokish, halocha ke v'shem shazuri. We pass by v'shem shazuri, that the Jew should be, if he had in mind to do it for Zera, for grain, it goes based on Hashrosho, the time of the roots hit. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Ohiri Rabbi Lozor le'abshuti de tzedoki, Rabbi Lozor paskat abshuti from tzedoki, ke'adoh de abshim shazuri, like abshim shazuri, that you go based on Hashrosho, when the Jew should be, is planted for the purpose of grain. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Yudalet.